everybody, and welcome to the third season of iWoofs with your hosts,
Ian Dunbar,
Kelly Dunbar,
and me, Jamie Dunbar.
So what have you got for us this week, Jamie?
Well, this week we're going to talk about our exciting new project, America's Dog Trainer.
Oh, that's cool.
TV yeah. show that's going to feature a new dog trainer every week, which will be on dogstardaily.com.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about it, Dad?
Well, it's, as I said last week, this is just the most exciting project I've ever been involved in, that we've always been handcuffed. Anyone, I think, who has a good message has been handcuffed by first book publishers, then TV, that to be selected is like, it's like winning the lottery. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you have a message, it's hard to disseminate it. Without being a lucky person, and I was very lucky. You know, I had my show in England for 6 years, and I say it did a lot of good to dog training in England, but mm-hmm. it didn't spread around the world. And now technology is just different. That well, it's like when we made those videos for that other dogtime.com. They wanted mm-hmm. some dog training videos, and we filmed them. Was it Sunday morning?
Film them, edit them.
And you posted them on the site by midnight. And that's how things have changed. And the filming and editing was good too. I loved it because it wasn't like TV dog training.
Real-time training.
Where it's edited and you don't know what happened in the 1-2-3-4 formula of like a dog has a problem. Here comes the trainer, puts his hand on the dog's forehead. Then the dog is perfect. And then the owner says, "Wow, you're so wonderful.
It was real.
How did you do
that?
It
was authentic.
Yeah, or we know there, you know, number one and number three there could have been reversed. Mm-hmm. The dog was perfect. Trainer comes to the house. The dog bites him. They think, we got it. Let's just reverse the good behavior and the bad behavior. So, you know, it's important that I think the training is real time. And I just like the way you film, that you're just following the action. And we don't do many cuts or cutaways. It's obvious this is how it happened. So technology is different. And I've always, I guess when I had my program in England and we couldn't get it going in the States, then I moved into, after about 5 years, I didn't want to have a dog training program again. I mean, it is hard work. It is really hard work. You have to get up early in the morning, you go to someone's house, and then the producer says, like in my fighting video, the producer says, look, it's 20 minutes till lunch. You've got to get this to work. And so you're forced to train dogs in ways that you wouldn't normally do. You're forced to rush them.
Right.
So we didn't do any classical conditioning. But the reason I kept that footage was it's really good footage of using your voice as a punishment, precise timing. But I felt sad that it wasn't done my way. Mm-hmm. That we neglected all of the classical conditioning that would have taken, you know, an hour and a half.
And that's even with a producer who was kind of agreeable to your message.
Absolutely.
You had a supportive producer, whereas some people, once they, as you were saying, getting selected, it's like winning the lottery. Once you've been selected, then your message has to be approved by advertisers, producers.
You're simply everybody. The talent. You don't have any creative...
Right. Oh, no. You're at their mercy. I mean, I'm sure a lot of people don't realize what it's like in TV, and they say, well, this is the dog, go and do it. We need a solution now. Oh, and by the way, you can't stand up. You have to be sitting down here. We got the lighting right on this spot. I mean, it is very difficult to do that kind of stuff. And as you say, I had a tremendous producer who was very dog knowledgeable, dog friendly. But the point is, there's a lot of money behind this. There's like $1 million mm-hmm. on my little program back then. And lunch is lunch with cameraman. It's union. You can't change that.
Right.
And
which doesn't work very well with dogs, where there's variety and there's unexpected, you know, surprises. And
learning happens at its own pace.
Yeah.
Right.
So anyway, when I realized that, you know, the program's now dead in the water, that it's pretty dated. I mean, the only time we could bring it back is like retro Dunbar or something in another 10, 15 years. And it would be a comedy show to watch mm-hmm. with all the way.
I was thinking
with
we
the
put
outfits.
Some, all the outfits.
Put some 70s, lava lamp intro on it.
Yeah, so it'd be kind of nice. So I then thought, you know, I really want to do a show where I just introduce trainers. That one of the wonderful... sort of bonuses to doing what Kelly and I do, everywhere we go in the world, we just meet these dog trainers who are fantastic. I mean, the best of the best. Mm-hmm. I mean, not just the States, but everywhere, whether we're in South Africa or Italy or Australia, you know, we meet amazing dog trainers. And it's kind of like the old APDT thing, you know, the Association of Pet Dog Trainers. The reason I founded it, was people think, oh, that was really far-sighted, Ian, you know, founding an association for pet dog trainers. No, it's that I'd give my lectures around the country, and in every city were one, two, or three really neat people doing a fantastic job, but they thought they were all alone. And I thought, I've got to, you know, arrange a gig and invite all these people. And that happened in Orlando in 1994, and 307 dog trainers came together, and it was like, wow! There's other people that do this. The positive energy was enormous. And I feel the same about the trainers we meet. And not just limiting this to dogs. I mean, we've met stunning grizzly bear trainers, marine mammal trainers, polar bear trainers, lion trainers. Mm-hmm. You know, last year in South Africa, we met some cheetah trainers, and Kelly even got to do a bit of cheetah training. I mean, that is cool. That's that's a big animal. And I thought, what a shame the general public doesn't see all these trainers. And so that's what America's Dog Trainer is about. First trainers from America, and then World's Dog Trainer is trainers from around the world.
And I think what's really exciting about it is that since you have different ones, and you have people who have complete creative control over their little project. I mean, with these America Dog Trainers episodes, we asked these people, you found these great people, and then we asked them to submit what they wanted to submit. As long as it was about dog training, they could do what they wanted to do and how they wanted to do it. And having now seen the footage and, you know, seen the editing come together, they are very different. And they're all good, but they are so different. And it's so refreshing to go from one, you know, from one video, which is very clear step-by-step tutorial that explains, you know, the practical nature of how to do it, to some other crazy zany music video with dogs singing and playing the guitar, you know. And it's like, they're both valid approaches and they'll both work for different people, but
they're both valid approaches.
Well,
it's just funny thinking about,
well, if you want a dog
guitar
in a rock group, yeah. Uh-huh.
You know, the point is that like different things speak to different people, and the way things happen, there's been, you know, there's only room for one or two shows on network television or cable
personalities.
Television. Right.
This shows that dog training is dynamic and that it can be fun, and that really the sky is the limit when it comes
and
to
it's
dog training.
Individual. It's so individual. It's like at the moment we, you know, I've got a seminar coming up, and we've got people from South America to watch the seminar. So obviously they're watching puppy classes in town. And so I gave them a list of people to watch, you know, who are close, they can get to easily. And she just said, oh, I really like the trainer I saw last night. She's fantastic. I said, oh, good. Well, that's why I gave you the list of lots of people to watch. Now you found the trainer you like. Mm-hmm. So go and watch more of her classes. And that's the idea of this program, that you'll watch one trainer and say, oh, I don't like that technique, or I don't want to do that.
That's
or,
silly.
I can't dance with my dog. Right. You know, I've got a gammy leg or something. And then all of a sudden you'll hit a trainer and say, wow, this trainer trains his dog from an armchair and a hammock. Mm-hmm. Or this trainer only trains his dog in parties. He has parties to train his dog. I mean, it's wacky, but I want to do that. I want to have a party and get all these guests to train my dog to sit at the front door and to do downstays, you know. So it's like, as you say, the sky's the limit. The level of creativity is just, it's non-stoppable. It's a waterfall that won't stop running. Mm-hmm. And each week it's a different trainer. And it's very interesting talking to the trainers, how they've reacted. Like, some have said, okay, I finished the program, here it is. I filmed it, I acted in it, I wrote it, I scripted it, I edited it, and here it is, and can I use my own music? Yet other trainers have said, oh, I've run into a problem here. What? Well, as soon as the camera goes on, I freeze. And they suddenly
that is a problem.
They suddenly realize that it's a little more difficult training on TV, that people like, you know, Victoria and Caesar may look very much at ease,
right,
but there's a lot more behind it, you know, than the little bit, the little edited bit that you see of them smiling and the dog being perfect.
And that's something worth
it's
noting.
A separate skill.
Yeah, that we
oh,
did,
absolutely.
We didn't talk
yes.
about it in the last episode about dog trainers in the media, that you can be a good dog trainer, but that doesn't mean that you're going to be a good dog training TV show
no
personality.
No.
Yeah. You know, being able to work in front of a camera and be entertaining and concise, educational and consistent and good with the dogs all at the same time. That's a lot of things to think about.
It's really, it's so interesting that one of my favorite all-time doggy lecturers, and this guy was just so funny. I mean, I just loved listening to him. You turn the camera on, and it looks like he's dying of a heart attack. He is perspiring. It's dripping down his face. His eyes bulge, and he looks like a deer caught in the headlights. And it's not only not enjoyable, it's unpleasant to watch this. And it's such a shame. I know another dog trainer, a wonderful dog trainer, wonderful person, very funny. You turn the camera on her, and she goes, well, she's mm-hmm. so scared on camera. So it is these different skills, one of knowing how to train a dog and then knowing how to present.
Yeah.
Very unusual to have in the same person.
But I think that the way things are going is that those skills are going to become more popular in, you know, this YouTube generation that's coming up, where, you know, 7-year-olds are scripting and, you know, storyboarding and then acting out their own little skits and
people
stuff,
are
and then
becoming more comfortable
YouTube.
With yeah. the camera too. Everything's being filmed and everyone's being audio
right.
recorded, right? So people are
it's
becoming
less of a big
nature.
Deal. Exactly.
It's more like talking on the phone and everyone's pretty comfortable.
Well, everyone's recording with their phone.
Yes,
you know,
that's true.
Right. It's up on YouTube before
that's
you
why
finish
I put
the sentence.
Minis.
Yeah.
So that I think it is gonna be more accessible. And
mm-hmm.
and those people that do that Ina says are rare, maybe there are few and far between, but they'll have a larger platform with
mm-hmm.
today's media, which is really exciting.
And these, we're starting off with trainers who, some of them I've known for 20, 30 years. Like, I've been collecting these names forever, thinking, this person has two skills. It's a combination that, one, they're a good, positive dog trainer, you know, but two, they sparkle in front of a camera. And these are the names I've collected. And I actually got an email the other day saying, oh, so-and-so is doing a dog training program on TV and they'd like names of people from you. And I thought, you know,
again,
for the past 10 years, I've given out people's names. And that's what I've been doing. And to this email, I thought, you aren't going to get any names from me
mm-hmm.
until you see them on America's Dog Trainer.
Mm, on Dogstar Daily.
Yeah, and
right.
then not only will you get the names, but you'll see their little piece too.
Mm-hmm.
And it's air format of the program, which is entirely unique. And I think this will be a new genre of programs. We'll have cooking programs, a different cook each week. We'll have gardening programs, different garden, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have fix your motor car programs, and it's
this
a different
CarStar Daily.
CarStar Daily. So yeah, we had to start.
Offshoot websites. Yeah. What I
but,
say,
but it's so important though, you know, it's like, and for someone like me especially, I mean, I'm a bit dogmatic at times. I mean, I am the first to admit that
mm-hmm.
it's you know, my way is it's my way or the highway, although I do realize at a cerebral level that, no, different people want different strokes for different folks. And that's, I think, is so essential that, you know, I watch programs on the telly and I usually like them because of the individual, but when you've seen a season, you've probably seen the best of that person. And then it becomes formulaic. And what I love about Air Concept is the vibrancy that I can't wait for the next week to see what this trainer.
It's going
to
be different.
It's
going to
be
exciting. It's
yeah.
going to be new.
And that is essential to realize there are an infinite number of ways to train a dog.
And there'll be something that everyone can identify with.
Right.
Right? You know, you're bound to find your match, as you said, whether it's the zany musicians or the very clear, concise precision.
Mm-hmm. And then what will happen is, you know, a lot of trainers will say, oh, why wasn't I asked? And so I mention this program when I give seminars now. And probably in each seminar, there's two people come up
mm-hmm.
and say, could I be on this program? I say, damn right, you just passed the first test.
Mm-hmm.
You asked to do it
yeah.
and you can talk and that's encouraging. And so, yep.
The next test is submit your video. You know,
yeah, so we keep us in a tight control for the first, like, 50 episodes, the first year's worth. But then, no, we want
trainers.
Well,
there's always going to be quality control.
Yes. Oh, no. We have a review board, which basically consists of, well, we won't mention the names, it's not me, but our editor and one other person looks at these, and they make the decision. whether we want to show it. So we may decline footage, but we won't change it. If they want it done a certain way, it's their show. But we may say, nah, it's done that way. It's not the program for us. Right. We don't want to demonstrate that training tool, or we don't want to see dogs
just aren't good
looking
on
scared.
TV, as you said.
Right. Yeah. Or it's not entertaining. That's the other criteria, of course.
I would say if it's informative, you know, and it's working, then I would say, yeah, I could take one or two episodes which aren't, you know, vibrantly sparkling in entertainment. I mean, I would prefer it's all in one package.
Mm-hmm.
It's informative, it's entertaining, and that dog's getting trained so fast, you can't believe it, and the dog wags his tail and says, I love this, I'm eating it up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's the best possible scenario, but I'm sure we will have a couple who, they've got great stuff to say, but, you know, like I selected a couple of quite quiet people because I like their demeanor, because obviously what came out, what I got a hit on when I met these people was the passion, the love they had for dogs and people, dogs and people.
Mm-hmm.
Crucial part of the equation.
Yeah, but they aren't bubbly people. It's not going to be entertainment in that sense, but I think it's going to be such an important message they have,
mm-hmm.
that, you know, the dog's a sentient beast, and so is the owner, as Kelly said. It's a part of the equation that mm-hmm. so many dog trainers forget. They think that dog training is training the dog. No, not pet dog training. Pet dog training is teaching people to train their dog.
And you're teaching two novices at the same time, a novice dog novice handler.
It's just
and you're on TV.
Bound to fail, isn't it? You know.
So it's a full stable, if you will, of skills that are necessary for this kind of thing.
Well, it's like when I did my program in England, we said, what was it? The variables we had, we're working with puppies, children, English weather, and television. I mean, how could you possibly succeed with that combination of four? But out of that came a bit of magic.
Right. Well, I would just like to say to people that if you're not, you know, satisfied with the way that dogs and dog training is portrayed in the media, well, then this is your opportunity to see something different and to make something different and something that's fun and family friendly and positive and, you know, enjoyable for training dogs. Like, this is your chance to get behind that, you know. Watch America's Dog Trainer, and hey, like, if you think you can, film an episode, you know.
Join
like
us.
you can be a part of making the change that you want to see. Don't just sit back and complain about things not being the way they should be or people not training the way you want them to, you know. Like, do what you can to improve the state of things. This is the beauty of this, you know, wonderful world we're entering into with the internet and, you know, YouTube and all this stuff, is that anyone can do it. And so let's do it, you know? Let's be a part of it.
Yeah,
Join us on America's Dog Trainer.
You know, we take what we, the philosophy of training dogs, and we're now applying it to programs, that it's so easy to criticize others for whatever reason.
Right.
But now here's your chance to have a little program. This is the way you do it. And obviously, leading on from America's Dog Trainer and World's Dog Trainer, we have a lot of other programs up our sleeve which are very similar, and they're positive and creative, and it's a chance where someone now can say, this is what I do and it works here, and it's just going to be a lot of fun to watch. This is like a free advertisement, Jamie. Thank you for the topic.
Well, I hope you'll join us.
I listen to iWoofs late at night, you know, when everyone's asleep. I turn it on and I'll listen to a program. And I remember the day we recorded it, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I do actually listen to these programs.
But you're going to have to watch America's Dog Trainer when it goes live.
Of course I'll watch it. I'm dying. I cannot wait. I mean, I have stayed out of looking at the footage because I'm a terrible editor. I can't edit footage. When I edit, it's too long and boring.
Well, you leave that to the professionals.
Yeah. So, can't wait for it to happen. Yep.
All right. Well, I guess it's time to say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You didn't say goodbye, everybody.
That's all for this episode of iWoofs. Thank you for listening.